Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Roll out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. May be raining. It may not be where you are, but that's no excuse not to get out and fire up that grill and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, thanks. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And if you're listening to this live, it must be the weekend, and it's time to fire up that grill.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Headed north to a party in northern Michigan. A couple got married a few weeks ago. Second marriage for both of them, just having their reception up there. I am in the non-cooking mode. I'm going to eat somebody else's barbecue when I get up there.
It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be great, right? I don't even care what it tastes
That'll
like.
That'll be the first weekend in, what, 12 in a row?
Right, exactly.
You haven't had to get dirty?
Right, but it's a good thing. I'm looking forward to it, so it should be fun.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of fun at my house last Saturday. You were there.
Oh,
thanks
a lot
for
of
your,
fun.
Thanks for your help. I think we fed about 175 people. I got reports that the cars were all the way down to the road.
Right, yeah, on your half-mile-long driveway.
Yeah, exactly. And they were parked in the woods. So it was probably the biggest bash we've had yet. But the pool was in full use. The volleyball court was definitely packed. And the food just kept rolling. We went through briskets and butts and Jop was had a little fancy French fry bar there, so he was
we had making a little fun
some
with that.
Poutine.
Yeah, we had gravy, a couple kinds of cheeses. We had some chili. And
see, he got to finally use his gravy.
Onions, and we had some bacon chopped up there, and then you could top your fry with just about anything you wanted.
I have a little safety tip, though. The night before when I was using the smoker, it was raining like crazy. And I had my shorts on, and I was barefooted, so I slipped my big knee boots on, my rubber boots that I keep in the garage, and I went out to stoke the fire a little bit, poured some more charcoal in it, and when I went to shut the lid, it slipped out of my hand, and it slammed shut. And when it did, it blew a coal out the vent, and it hit me in the knee, and then it dropped right down inside my boot.
Oh,
and
God.
As I tried to pull my boot off, of course, it pressed it further into the top of my foot.
Right.
So I have been a gimp for a week, and it is it's pretty ugly to look at. It makes people sick when they see it.
Well, yeah. I mean, that didn't just burn the skin. That burned into the meat, man.
Two
that
spots.
Was nasty.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty tender. So my exercise schedule at Snap Fitness has been sharply curtailed.
Use the excuse for everything it's worth, baby. Just sit back, put your feet up, and have them wait on you for a while.
I had to Sunday. My foot was throbbing so bad.
I don't know how you did it.
It was
and
terrible.
Then I saw you swimming with that thing after you'd burned. That probably made it feel good. I don't know, that chlorine or whatever in that open cut.
Oh, well, I had to travel to Illinois this week and last week, and I had this big bandage on my foot and, you know, sandals or whatever.
Selling in flip-flops.
Looked kind of silly, yeah.
Yeah.
But so it made for a good story and sympathy ploy. I did land a new Arctic Spa dealer, by the way.
Yeah, look, man, I got this Canadian insurance. It ain't any good. I got to work through this burn.
Well, I lined up this nice store in Peoria, and the guy sells big green eggs. And while he was in there.
Oh, I need a deal.
While I was in there, this passionate griller came in, and come to find out, his name is Seth. He's going to do his first brisket, and he's like a French-trained chef, but he doesn't chef anymore. And so we got to talk, and so I sent him my PDF on how to do a brisket.
Right.
It's about 20 pages, and he emailed me last night, so I sent that to him. But on the way back, I bypassed Chicago. I took 24 all the way across and then shot up into Gary and missed most of the nightmare. Because Chicago right now is absolutely torn up with construction. And it's normally bad anyway.
Right.
But by the time I hit the Michigan line, I was pretty tired and needed to take a potty break. So I pulled off on exit 8, which is Sawyer. And there's a cool little brewery there that I like to stop at on the way home called...
Not your first time?
Called Greenbush. They have three buildings now.
Oh, really?
This place is fantastic. We met them at our first Winter Beer Fest.
Yep.
And they were two bright guys, and we determined right then and there that they had a future. And I'm telling you, dude, we were spot on. Because that beer is perfect. I had a Belgian Strong, and I had some Joik wings. And they make these, they're jerk flavored, seasoned, and they're wings, and they smoke them. They have a huge smoker, and they're named after Joik Bell, who's from Benton Harbor.
Okay.
And he's a local celebrity. He comes back once a year and puts on training camps, and everybody in the area loves Joik Bell. So Joik went down there and gave him the blessing to use his name, and pretty cool story.
Right, I not mean, jerk, that they, but Joik wings. They,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, Joik wings. It's cool.
Yeah.
Greenbush, great place. It's exit 8, just head east about a block.
Yeah.
And they own the downtown now.
Exit 8 off 90, off 94?
Off of 94, yeah.
Right, yep.
8 miles into the state. And that place is taking over downtown Sawyer, which is really dinky. But pretty cool to see in 5 years what hard work can do for you.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to brew really good beer.
Yeah, we're going to talk later in the show with a guy that knows how to brew really good beer. I had the opportunity to spend a couple hours with him earlier this week. A guy by the name of Tim Surprise is the proprietor of Arcadia Ales. And you're going to hear about some exciting things that are going on with that guy in his brewery. He's going international. And wait till you hear this. You know, his brewery is an English-based ales is what his specialty is. And he's actually going to go brew some beer in England.
They need it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They need it. I was over there in the last couple of years, and their selection of beer is not great anymore.
Right. You mentioned Big Green Egg. I had an accident on all this cooking that we did the last week and a half. I think I did 6 catering gigs in 6 days. In couple in one day with you.
Dropped your offset plate.
I did. That's exactly right.
Saw that coming.
Right. Yeah.
That's like your second or third
second one,
isn't
one
it?
I've done, yeah. And they're 105 a copy every time.
Ouch.
You do it. But it was red hot, but I had the big leather welding gloves on. It just slipped, and I tell you what, it doesn't take a drop. It just tunked the edge of that big green eggshell.
Because it's so hot.
Yeah, and it just popped right in half, and there it was. Like, son of a...
Gone.
So there goes the profit in that little barbecue, because you got to buy another $100 piece of equipment.
Well, today, as well as talking with Mr. Surprise, we are going to teach people how not to be a chicken.
Okay.
Don't be chicken.
Right.
And we're going to talk about a couple things to do with some chicken and maybe a few ideas. One thing in particular that I think is really cool is... rotisserie over a campfire. There's a lot of people camping right now.
Yep.
And if you have one of these little portable rotisseries, they run on batteries, and they'll run for like the whole weekend nonstop on a couple batteries.
I see.
They're very low voltage DC batteries, motors, and it's for about $120. You can have the coolest meal at your campfire and not fuss with it. That's the beauty.
Is it like
of it.
A little teepee or tripod on either
it's
side of the
It's got a couple
or?
Stakes you put in the ground,
okay.
And then a rod that goes across, and your box mounts on the side of it, and it just turns at a perfect speed.
How do you keep it from tipping over? I mean,
well, you put the stakes right in the ground. You just
deep in the
you
ground,
just tap them in with
okay.
a hammer or
okay.
rock or something, and you put it next to your fire. And we'll talk about that in the third segment. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, and I brought you a little present today from ThermalWorks. You got your new Thermopop, which is their latest little special that they're running for thermopens.
Looks like a lollipop.
Looks like a lollipop. It's about $50 online, and they were selling the specials last week. I think we had them for $29.95 for
right.
the scratch and dent, so...
Pretty cool.
Those folks are
We'll give it a run. It's a nice, handy little tool. Coming up next, it is our friend Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales brewing some great open tank yeast in the room beers. You're not going to want to miss this guy. Stick with us. We'll be back.
And a little bit of chicken fry. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. A lot of sea songs. Love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child.